Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. It is Friday, January 13th, 2017. Welcome to the Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, which is a branding and event planning firm. And today's topic is going to be a little interesting. I'm going to try to keep it, you know, I don't want to put everybody out there like that, but we are going to kind of touch on this subject because I feel that we kind of need to. And being that we're still in the beginning of a brand new year and we're revamping our businesses, we're revamping, you know, the way that we live, diets, all the different resolutions and things that we made, you know, January 1st, this is going to speak to that as well. Today, we're going to talk about, first of all, we're in season 6, if you didn't know, and this is episode 2. And the title of this podcast is called Social Media Lies. Okay? That could be two things. It could be social media lies to us, and it could also be social media lies that people tell. So it could be in two different, you can kind of, depending on how you use it in a sentence, that little phrase, social media lies, but we are going to look at both scenarios. Let's just cut to the chase. People on social media lie all day, every day. They just do. Especially when you know the behind the scenes of how, and I'm speaking to my entrepreneurs because we know that this podcast really does hone in to my fellow small business owners and entrepreneurs. So I'm speaking to you guys right now, but this could go across the board for many different things. But I'm talking to our small business owners right now. What sort of standards are you setting for yourself when you look at somebody else's social media and you think that, oh, they got this going on, they got that going on, this is popping, that's popping. My last podcast was called Gold AF. We all know what that means. Why are we making other people's goals our standards? Why are we looking at what other people are doing and making that the gold standard of where we need to be in our business, where we need to be in our relationships, where we need to be? This could go across the board. This could go for relationships with your parents. This could go for relationships, your spouse, significant other, whatever. Why are we looking at other people and other businesses, especially when I talk about entrepreneurs, as this is the gold standard of where you should be? Because social media lies all the time. All the time. People curate what they want you to see. People have all of their tweets and their, you know, IG posts and all the other social media outlets that we use every day. It is well curated. Trust me when I tell you, I am a brand manager, and I manage some serious brands out there, okay? Celebrity chefs, authors, I have some serious brands under my belt. And I will tell you right now, the things that get posted, they are planned, they are on schedules. They are meant to evoke emotion. They are meant to speak to the audience for which it's being shared. Every single one of my clients has very different audiences. Even though, as people know, I'm a foodie person myself because I cook, I bake, I love the whole foodie world and lifestyle world. I have a magazine, all those things. I represent several different chefs. But you know what? Even though I have different chefs, every single one of them has a totally different focus. every single one of them has a totally different audience who is receiving that information. And when I tell you that things are curated, now that doesn't mean the things that we're curating are lies. The things that we're curating is truth. But in that, you get the mix of all of these other people on Instagram who are straight lying to you and not telling the truth about their brands and not telling the truth about what their business is, making you think that they have these big teams that they're working with, and they're not. And they may be a solopreneur or whatever. Nothing wrong with being a solopreneur. Own it. Especially when I know the behind-the-scenes story behind some of these social media people who lie, social media liars. Yes, I'm calling y'all out. Just own it. Just own it. If you don't have a team of 15 people, you don't necessarily have to look like you have a team of 15 people. Because what ends up happening, and I see this happen a lot, and a lot of people say, oh, fake it till you make it. You need to have your business look a certain way. Listen, people are going to be drawn to your business because you are upfront and you're straight up with them. Because if people think that your business is so huge and spread out and everywhere, and then you get this flood of business coming in, money's on the table, contracts are on the table, and you can't fulfill them, and then you're scrambling to fulfill the demand that you have created based off of lies, it just doesn't make any sense. If you are a solo hustler, a solopreneur, whatever you want to call it, own it. Own it. There's no reason to put on this facade of, I've got this team, with team this, team that. Whatever the case may be, it's so irrelevant. And then you've got these folks who are still trying to make their way, new entrepreneurs. Brand new business owners who have no clue how any of this works, and they see all these bright lights and stars and all these things that the veteran liar crew is doing, and they think, oh, it's so easy, it's so simple. The amount of small businesses that fail every year is astonishing. So many small businesses will fail within the first year of even cutting one check because they think it's so easy and they think it's so simple and they think that all I have to do is A, B, C, X, Y, Z, and I'm in. And it just doesn't work that way. I would rather see a solo entrepreneur who does the job of seven different things within their company that they own. And I would love to see them documented and let people know how tough this game really is. Because it is a game. It's all a game. Show the truth of what we do as entrepreneurs. Show the truth of what it is behind the scenes when you are a chef and you don't want to see another piece of meat, another slab of salmon, another nothing. When you come home, all you want to do is go through the drive-thru at Burger King and get some fast food. And you would think, why would a chef eat fast food? Do you know how many chefs, they don't even want to come home and cook? Because they do it all day. Show the truth of your business. Social media, I will admit, is extremely powerful. It's been amazing for my business. It's been amazing for all of my clients' business. We work the heck out of our social medias, for real. We really do. We go hard. But I will tell you right now, I am very, very particular about my social media and what I put out there. Literally, my social media, I literally post what I love. The personal businesswoman, myself just as the fun chick, you know, who just loves foodie stuff and travel stuff. Those are things that I actually love and things that I actually do. So I'm really showing, like, the real side of me. Occasionally, I'll let people into a little bit more personal stuff. If you want to get to know more of the personal side of stuff, you probably have to be my friend on Facebook. I don't friend everybody on Facebook just for that reason. So many people will come and follow me on Facebook. I get several follows a week on Facebook. And I know that probably sounds like nothing because some of these celebrities get thousands, but I do get quite a few follows of people who want to follow me on Facebook on my personal page, but I'm very selective with that because, to me, being my friend on Facebook is a little bit more personal. I share political views. I mean, it's pretty obvious my political views for certain things because I will post some things on Instagram, but I get more in-depth. I pick a little fun at things. You know, I'm a little bit more laid back than I am on the open social media where you don't have to be my friend to be able to see what I'm posting. But one thing that I will not do is post a bunch of lies, a bunch of fallacies. It's just not going to happen. And I definitely encourage my clients to stay on that truthful path as well. And they just show what they do, their passions, their love for whatever genre it is that they're in, whether they're a chef, whether they're an author, whether they're a lifestyle enthusiast, whatever it is that they do. But like I said before, social media is very, very powerful. Don't let someone's social media dictate the standards of your business, the standards of where you think you should be with your business or in your life, because when people post on social media, you don't know how they got to that point. They're driving that Lambo. They got that stack of money. You have no idea what they did or what they, well, really not even what they did, what they had to do to get that. You have no idea. It could be ill-gotten gains. You have no clue. So stop worrying about what people are posting on social media. Stop worrying about where people are in their journey. Their journey is not your journey. Their path is not your path. Stop trying to pry open doors that are not meant for you. It just doesn't make sense, especially when we know how much people front on the, that they say, like they front on the gram. Doing it for the gram or doing it for the Vine. That was, well, Vine is no longer a thing anymore. At least they're not updating it anymore. So do it for the Vine, do it for the gram. What are we doing for the Vine and what are we doing for the gram? Is the Vine and the gram cutting me a check? If the Vine and the gram are cutting me a check, then we can talk. Then we'll do it for the gram. Then we'll do it for the Vine. Cut a check. Stop worrying about where people are and scurrying behind them to do what they do. Find your own path. Find your own why. That was one of the things that my client said the other day. Find what's your why. Don't worry about the social media flashiness. Find your path. Find your standard for your business and be very careful of social media lies. That's it for this week. I'm Renee Lowe, CEO of Onyx Queen Media. Find us on the web. Just at Onyx Queen Media and you'll find us. www.onyxqueenmedia.com. We look forward to talking to you again. We'll be back next week. Send us your questions, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye.